place to belong. Giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes. But let me tell you about one thing.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to the Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Obviously, I am not Mike Raley. I'm Tom Campbell. Mike Raley has been on an extended cruise with his wife, Melissa. They have been to Greece, and today they are in Croatia, and he is going to be calling in live and in person a little later in the show. But with me today, we've got Phil Campbell from Campbell Road Nursery and Rufus Edmiston. We are at the North Carolina International Auto Expo at the Jim Graham Building here in the State Fairgrounds, and this is the 37th annual Auto Expo. Can you believe that? 37 years the Wake County Automobile Dealers Association have been putting this on, and it is absolutely incredible. If you are interested in cars, if you're interested in buying a car, if you just want to look at cars, this is the place for you to come. They've got just every kind of model you can imagine here on display. They're even going to have some demonstrations for rides. And before we get to Rufus and Phil, Stephanie Stanek is running around. She's in charge of this whole thing. And Stephanie, I tried to buttonhole her before we got too busy this morning. Stephanie, this is quite a production.
Well, thank you. We're really proud of it. We really enjoy it.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a tradition for Weekend Gardener. I think, was it last year because of COVID we couldn't do it or something like that?
Yes, yes. It was at the convention center, too.
So tell me, how is this organized? I mean, there's sections here for just about every brand you can think of, all the car dealers in Wake County.
Yes. So we have various sections that are national representation of manufacturers, and then we have certain sections that dealers come in and they represent their brands and their dealership. We have another building that is mostly foreign cars and luxury vehicles, and then we also have two ride and drive tracks, two test drive tracks. One is an off-roading terrain track and one is an EV test track.
I bet that's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be great. Much fun. I got to take a test drive yesterday.
Oh, really? With an EV?
Oh, yeah. And then I did a little off-roading, too.
Wow. Well, officially, you don't open until 9 a.m., correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay, today. But the admission is absolutely free. It is just amazing. All of the dealers, everything that's on display, there are people here who can answer questions. If you have some interest in cars and you might be thinking about, do I want this brand or do I want that brand or what, you can come see them all right here on display.
Absolutely. That's something that's so amazing about the auto show, is something that might be a little bit overwhelming for people to buy a car. They can come here, they can look at different brands across the board and talk to
specialists. Don't have to go from one place to another.
Yes.
To look and
yes.
Price. And, yeah.
Yes. So we like to say we cater to whether you're just got your license and you want to buy a car, or you're expanding your family and you need a bigger one, or you might be needing something sportier, coasting into
or
retirement.
An old folks car. Yeah, how about that? An old folks car. Yeah.
Stephanie, I want to tell you, I've been here a few times, and I think that the way you have it laid out today is probably one of the best layouts I've ever seen.
Oh, we really appreciate
that.
It's clear. It's easy. You can find the different brands. I mean, it's very distinct, so that you'll know whether you're in the Ford area, whether you're in the Honda area, the Chevrolet area,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's great. It looks really neat.
Well, thank you. We worked really hard on it, so we're really excited to show it to the public.
Well, the Wake Auto dealers are to be commended for coming together and doing this for so many years. Gosh, 37 years. Where did you start with this? Do you remember?
You were
a baby at the time. What are we talking about?
I wasn't born when
she
this started. But it's just really rich at this point in history, and it's just such a Raleigh tradition now. And so I'm really honored to be able to carry that on, because the founders of this really just started something amazing.
Well, during the course of the day, we want you to come back in and drop in with us and update us on what's going on. You're going to arrange for us to actually meet some of the automobile dealers in North Carolina, Paul White particularly. We're looking forward to
We've got Mr. Paul White coming and Matt Burkhead, yes, from Sir Walter Chevrolet. Both really great guys, and both have Matt just came on last year the same time I did as president of the association, and then you have Mr. Paul. His roots are just so deep with this association
and
the show. Oh,
yeah.
He is a legend.
He's a legend.
And so he's going to be coming in too, and just both really great guys that are just great assets to the auto industry here in Raleigh and the Triangle area.
Well, Stephanie, we really appreciate your inviting us to be back at the Auto Expo. I mean, it's a tradition, and Mike is really upset. Mike is a car lover. Rufus was telling you, Mike's dad was a car dealer. Nashville, North Carolina.
That's so
cool. He grew up with cars, and so he loves this, and he was upset, but he and Melissa had scheduled this many months out, and so anyway, he's
I'll
not
catch
here.
Him at the next one next year.
All right, come back and visit with us before we go off the air.
I look forward to it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks,
Stanley.
Stephanie.
Appreciate it. Phil.
Yes.
Rufus, delighted to be with you all again.
It's great to be with you. We miss Mike, but I tell you what, it's really nice to be here with you.
It is fun. I enjoy doing this, and I'm amazed constantly by how many people come up to me. And, you know, it's kind of like Bill, used to be head of UNC, my old friend.
Your old friend, yeah. I know that feeling.
Whose name I cannot remember.
The disc will come back around.
I got senioritis. Anyway, he was saying nobody remembered him for being president of University of North Carolina.
Who, Bill Friday?
Bill Friday. But they all knew him for the television show. Well, it used to be that people remembered me for my television show, and now they remember me from Weekend Gardener.
Absolutely. And still the best show.
Well, anyway.
I miss that show, Tom.
Well, there are many Friday mornings when I wish I was in the studio and that red light would come on and I would know that I was in my place. This has been an incredible spring.
And you know, they played the garden party song. And you know what? It's everywhere I've been this year. It's almost like a garden party. The blooms have just been incredible.
Incredible.
Yes,
incredible.
Right.
Of course, so has the pollen.
You have to take the good with the bad.
I'm going to tell you, we had some neighbors who just moved here from Utah. Mm-hmm. Never been to North Carolina before. And the wife said, well, I've never seen anything so beautiful before in my life in North Carolina. And I said, well, maybe compared to Utah. We are the garden spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's... Okay, Mike just sent me a text.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna be doing this.
He said, get on with the show, right?
Yeah, that's right. He said, shut up and get on with the gardening. He says, we're standing on the old wall in Dubrovnik. I just heard y'all open the show, so you have one listener in Croatia.
All right.
Wonder what our ratings are over there. Anyway, this is a glorious time of the year, and it's a good time of the year to be coming out and looking at cars. There's so much going on out here at the State Fairgrounds, but this is the premier event right now, and we would welcome you to come out and to be with us. When you talk about car shows and new cars and stuff, you were going around, Phil, looking at some of the new cars.
Yep, checking them out.
Do you remember back in the 50s, I bet some of our listeners remember this, 50s and early 60s, the car dealers would paper over the windows in their showrooms.
The ones in Mebane. My dad would go get a Chevrolet.
When they were getting ready to premiere the new models, they would paper over their windows, and until they were officially announced, you could not see the new model cars.
Right.
And it was a big deal. I mean, they had an open house, and they served hot dogs and gave out yardsticks and did all kinds of stuff. You remember that, Rufus?
One of the biggest deals in Boone at Appalachian High School was that we would all look forward to that time, and I remember the year 1957. They took those paper things down, and there were those fantastic, beautiful, beautiful cars. And you know a car today that Studebaker, that was still going strong. There was a Studebaker dealership in Watauga County. And in about 1959 or 60, they had the Studebaker Hawk convertible. That was the most gorgeous, unbelievable car I think I've ever put my body in, including any of them today.
Yeah, they were good-looking cars.
Well, they had a lot of character to them.
And the international trucks, now that's what my granddaddy had. That
and each year's model was, I can remember, for instance, the difference between a 55 Chevrolet and a 56 Chevrolet and a 57 Chevrolet or Ford. And, heck, I don't know what year they are.
Well, when you saw them on the road.
Sometimes I don't even know what brand they are now.
Yeah, when you saw them on the road, I mean, I was interested in all the cars. So when you saw them on the road, you could pick them out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's a, 54 Ford. Oh, that's a 57 Chevrolet. You could pick everything out now.
Remember the push-button drive?
Oh, gosh, yes. Remember the old Edsel?
Yeah, 57 Plymouth that we had.
Yeah, push-button.
Big wings and the push-button.
Didn't stay long.
No, it didn't. And it didn't have much power.
Well, so the one that I guess I remember after the 50s that was most distinctive was when Mustangs first came out. And wow, look at that.
Oh, look at your
plants.
Somebody
came by with plants. Beautiful.
Wow, little succulents and all different kinds of vases. Oh, they're neat. Oh, that's cool.
What's the name of your shop down there?
It's called Little Pot Shop, but we're here with Cars and Coffee.
Oh, neato. Yeah.
Little Pot Shop, huh?
Yeah,
well, that's a clever name.
Uh-huh.
Great. Yeah.
Are you legal?
Maybe in the future. For now.
Oh,
anyway,
that's great.
When the 64 Mustang came out, my brother-in-law and his wife had just gotten married. He was reading all about it, and he went out and bought it was a model year 65, but they released them, started manufacturing them and releasing them in 64, and they had what they called a 64 and a half Mustang. And he bought one of those things, and his son has restored it now and drives it all, a Mustang convertible. Lib rode on the back of it during the homecoming parade at East Carolina when she was a freshman down there. But they were just great, great cars. I remember that pretty well. All right, so plant-wise, Phil.
Did somebody say Steve was on the phone?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm dragging my feet here. Steve, I apologize to you. Good morning. How are things in...
There's nothing to apologize about. I've been enjoying your banter.
Yeah, just a bunch of old fools dawdling around.
The one thing that you guys haven't said, and if I remember the commercials right, this car show is free.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, I haven't heard you mention that, and I didn't hear her mention it either, but it might be a good thing to tell everybody that the car show is free to come to, so that might entice more people to come.
Yes, absolutely correct, and I thank you for reminding us of that.
So Steve,
I got a question for Phil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steve, I have a garden show question.
Yeah,
about daylilies, of course.
I got it in my head.
Daylilies.
Our flamethrower is absolutely gorgeous this year, but it didn't bloom. Is that the habit? It doesn't bloom. It just leaves out.
Well, we had a couple of cold snaps, and our maple tree has not really recovered from it. Part of it hasn't. So there are a few places where there was heavy frost or either just a really cold time, and some of the trees might not, buds might have gotten a little bit
frostbitten.
Yeah, so I think you will probably see some blooms next year, but I can tell you, you mentioned that, I've got about 4 red buds in my yard, different kinds, and I have never seen them look as good as they do this year.
And this one's out in the middle of my yard and on display. But the ones that are in the edge of the forest, all those bloom.
Uh-huh.
But I guess you might be right about the cold snap, but it is absolutely gorgeous. That is the most beautiful redbud tree I have ever seen.
Right, right. Well, yeah, if it was out in the middle of the yard, it probably did get a little nipped. With some frost, the woods usually protect the other trees.
You know, it's
they
been
protect
kind of
themselves.
It's been kind of a weird spring. We had those 3 or 4 days in a row when the temperatures got into the 80s.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it got colder again, and we actually had frost one day earlier this week.
Yeah, we had frost Monday morning.
Monday morning.
I guarantee you we did. I ran,
I was worried about my tomato plants.
Yeah, you should have been. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was cold.
Steve, I have to confess, I haven't divided my daylilies in at least 10 years, and of course they're not blooming.
Oh, my
now.
Gosh.
As a good rule of thumb, would it be dividing every 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every 3 to 5 years, yeah. Just
well,
it's unmanageable. That's my rule of thumb. But you got to make sure, because if you don't, it'd be like the that grass, pampas grass. It will tend to start some sort of rot right in the middle of the clump if you don't divide it periodically. It's actually healthy for it, so it'll stimulate it back to new growth too.
So daylilies are about the same as your.
My garden is going to be absolutely magnificent this year. This is the best growing season I have seen this so far. I have had to run my irrigation system, but the growth on these things is just absolutely magnificent. And we've actually had an early bloom for something that we didn't expect. It was Tropical Expressions Brazilian. I'm sorry. Brazilian Exotic had a bloom on it about 2 weeks ago, and it was pretty. It was just down in the foliage, but it was still pretty.
Steve, thank you for calling. We got to take a break right now. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'm sorry. I enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Sure enough.
And welcome back to Weekend Gardener, and we have a caller on the line, some fella named Mike Rayleigh. Mike, where are you? What part of North Carolina are you from, Mike?
Well, Nashville. Nashville. Well, I tell you, thank you all for doing this for me, for filling in and being so good. I actually heard the opening of the show on WPTF.com.
Wow.
So that was all right.
Great. I guess the first time we've had a call from Croatia.
Probably.
I'm sure that is true.
Yeah,
I'm
probably.
Sure.
Now, you were telling me that it's a beautiful place.
It is. The Riviera has nothing on this place except maybe the rich and famous.
Yeah.
And maybe the beaches are neat, but golly, it is so beautiful here. This is the prettiest place we've been.
Really?
So, I mean, yeah.
I mean, after going to Greece
cold.
And Athens and all of...
Yeah, yeah, even Santorini. I don't know, it's so beautiful.
I was going to ask you about Santorini. Did you go up by the cars or did you go up by horse?
No, we went up by the cable car.
Yeah, yeah.
But it took a long time because the water was rough and we couldn't go into the port that we needed to, so we had to go wait in line for a long time, but it is beautiful. I wish I had the white paint concession there because everything's painted white. Just about.
I know it.
That's beautiful, isn't
it? I bought one of those kind of Ernest Hemingway kind of linen shirts, the white linen shirts there up at Santorini.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right about that water. I mean, you're having to come over in these little tenders to get to the dock to go up to Santorini.
Right.
And those things are just banging against the wharf, and I tell you, it was scary.
Well, Mike, what season of the year is it over there, and what's the most abundant flora or fauna? Yeah,
it's spring. It's spring, and I don't know. It's a perfect day. We haven't had a real bad day. It's perfect weather. You know, about 69 degrees. It's feels very arid, low humidity. And, you know, I've seen a lot of Italian cypress, and, it's very hilly and rocky here, and even in Greece. But, there are a few things blooming. Bougainvillea, some of the things I don't recognize, but there's some oak trees in Dubrovnik, all over the hillside, and palm trees, different types of palms. People have beautiful plantings. But again, it's very, very clean. Very clean.
That's great. That sounds good.
Now, where else are you going to be going?
We leave tonight at 10:30, our time, for, I believe, Montenegro, and then Slovenia. And then I think we come back to Croatia, which I'm not sure why they're doing that. And then we leave out of, we fly out of Venice.
Wow. So, when would you be back in North Carolina?
Thursday, I
believe. Thursday. Wow, you've been gone, 2 weeks?
Yeah, at that point I would be, yeah.
That's about the longest ever been away from Weekend Gardener, isn't it?
No, you know, when I was, I guess, maybe the last time, could you fill in for me? I think I was gone 2 weeks.
Ah, okay.
Either there or the year before in Israel. I think it was Israel. Melissa says. So, that was the longest, two Saturdays in a row.
Well, I was just thinking about it when I was sort of making some notes for today, and it was last year about this same time that I was in France and called y'all from France.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you were on a Viking riverboat going to Normandy.
Went to Normandy.
Yep.
Great experience.
I'd like to do that. I've been to Normandy, but it was snowing, and we couldn't go to the beach.
Why don't we get a Weekend Gardener trip to go on Viking to Normandy? What do you think? We'll do the show.
Here.
Back some, but
Phil just gave me the eye.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
That was all right. Yeah.
Rufus,
have you been to Croatia, Rufus?
I certainly did one time. When I don't know whether they call it that or not. But when I was with Senator Ervin, he was on the Armed Forces Committee. And one of those countries, there was a man named Marshal Tito.
Yes. It was Yugoslavia, I think.
Wasn't that
Yugoslavia?
Yeah, I remember.
This was part of Yugoslavia until.
Yeah. It was he came out.
And Herzegovina and Croatia and all those, they sought independence, and there was the big. In fact, you can see. Some of these buildings, they had to replace a lot of buildings there. But you can see in churches and other places a lot of bullet holes.
Wow.
In
the facade. Yeah.
I remember when we saw the man, Marshal Tito, the leader of the country, he had on hunting boots. I thought, boy, this is quite astounding. Beautiful, beautiful country.
Yeah, I don't think people here liked him too much.
I don't think he was widely respected anywhere in the world, for that matter. He was another powerful autocrat.
Well, they've made a vodka named Tito's. It's pretty good.
I would not know about that. Would you know about that?
No, story? I have no idea.
And I'm sure Mike doesn't, so I mean.
No, it doesn't agree with me.
Well, you tell sweet Melissa to have a great time. I know y'all are having fun and getting some relaxation in, but traveling a lot too. So
we're missing you. And
we miss you.
There may be something left of this show when you come back.
I'll let Melissa say hello here.
All right.
Oh, great.
Hey, Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
That's all good for.
Yeah.
And we aren't lost. We haven't gotten lost. Everybody's taking such good care of us. And
well, good.
Just kind of walking around.
Well, sure, it's good to hear from you. Glad to hear y'all having a great time.
Having a great time, and if I think of it, I'll listen to y'all some more if my phone doesn't run out of power.
Oh, okay.
Well, we just have some thrilling information to pass along. So
I bet you do.
Tune in if you can.
God love you. I thank the world of all of you.
Well, thank you for calling us, Mike.
Y'all take care.
Good to hear from you.
See ya.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mike Raley, taking a well-deserved break.
Tom, you've been in radio business, radio, TV all years. Can you believe somebody like Mike Raley will soon have been with the same outfit?
Oh, that's
for
incredible.
50 years.
No, that's incredible.
Incredible.
So, I mean, and WPTF is going to be celebrating 100 years of being on the air. I mean, it's just the longevity of that is just hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Well, we are at the 37th Annual International Auto Expo. It's here in the Jim Graham Building in the State Fairgrounds. The doors are getting ready to open officially, but people are already wandering in to take a look at all of the cars and trucks, EVs, and whatever you want. We've got them here. They're already people that this Bronco that's sitting over here, boy, it's drawn a tremendous amount of attention. I think it's because of those halogen lights.
They're about to put my eyes out. I'll never be the same. You know, Mike was talking about bougainvilleas.
Yeah.
Blooming out there and over there.
They are gorgeous.
Yes, they are. And we are about to get ours in, I think, this week. So I'm pretty excited about that. Our truck from Florida, our other truck from Florida, should be coming in this week. So I'm really excited to see what they look like and look at all the different colors.
Well, save me a dark red one.
I will. Bougainvilleas are just gorgeous.
I love
gorgeous.
The little pink ones.
You know, I saw those in Israel, and they're just gorgeous. They were blooming all over the big pergola areas and that sort of. It was just beautiful.
But they don't seem to last too terribly long, do they? I mean, I know they're perennials, but.
Well, they're more of a tropical around here.
Yeah. Well, you got to bring it in, though.
Yeah, put it inside for the
winter. Maybe that's what I didn't do.
No wonder it didn't.
There's a lot of plants that come in as a tropical, like the hibiscus and some of the other. Let's see, what are some others? Some of the just gingers
shop?
And things like that.
What's the name of your
I never bring my hibiscus in. In fact, I've got them planted. In.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rufus gave me some Lord Baltimore's that are just
those will make it. But the perennials, the perennials the tropicals have to be brought in pretty much. Sometimes if they're in a protected area, they'll come back. Yeah.
Well, the irises this year have been just spectacular.
I know. The blooms are huge on them.
We have a patch of the purple bearded irises. Some of those bulbs were my grandmother's that I dug up and brought. But I have a couple of iris questions for y'all. All right. So after they bloom, I mean, I've gotten some conflicting information. Number one, why do my irises bend over?
Well, they're so heavy. The bloom
is
so heavy.
Well, I got that, but I mean...
I've got several.
Some
do
and some don't. What's the difference?
Well, it depends on how tall the stalk is, for one thing.
Yeah.
Depends on how much wind we've had, and we've had a heck of a lot of wind this spring. We've had a lot of wind and not much rain.
Somebody said that it was because they needed separating so that they wouldn't grow quite so tall.
Well, now that you mention it, I have in a wash tub a whole clump of beautiful things that came from my mother's place. Out of the five or six of them, about three of them bent over, and I wonder the same thing. And they haven't been divided in about 3 years, and so I'm going to do that this end of this summer and see if that'll help any. And you don't bury it deep, of course. You got to have a little bit of that.
Well, I had to dig them up because originally where I had them in my yard, they weren't blooming. They were getting too much shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they got to have some sun.
They definitely have to have a lot of sun.
But I have those purple bearded, and then I've got some yellow, little, what do you call the little light irises?
Not yellow flag iris.
It's about what it is. It's a little small flower, but I have a bed of those and a bed of these.
Now, if it's a yellow flag iris, which I highly recommend, it's
you
so
may have
easy,
given them to me.
Easy to grow from seed.
Oh.
And it will come up a perennial, though. If it's got a smaller yellow bloom, I think I gave you a clump.
You did.
Of yellow flag iris.
And they have multiplied like rabbits.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, so the other question I had on iris was this, and I've gotten conflicting opinions about it. I'm going to plant some lantana behind it, some lantana plants I got from you.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to plant some lantana behind it, but the stalks from the iris are so tall that they're hiding it. When is the right time to really cut the leaves off the irises? I think fall is what I've heard, but it'd be nice to be able to show those lantana.
Well, after it blooms, you can cut the stalk. It won't hurt anything, right?
Yeah, still. The stalk, sure.
Yeah.
But you don't cut the leaves.
Yeah, I'm not sure about iris. We can look that up and check on it, though.
Yeah. You know, if you have something like an Easter lily, something like the root needs the greenery to nourish itself.
Yeah, you typically let it die
down. And I don't know that.
Right.
I've never had that question asked before, Tom. I don't know.
Well, see, this is stump the panel.
Which lantana do you have? Do you know?
No. Pretty.
ham and eggs, maybe?
Because if you've got one of the perennial ones,
it'll
grow
perennial that comes up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's something I need to know. Maybe one of the listeners can help us with it. All right, so we're at the International Auto Show Exposition at the Jim Graham Building here in Raleigh, the State Fairgrounds. Admission is free. People are beginning to come in now and beginning to really paying attention to some of these cars. There's a yellow Mustang over there that's gotten a lot of attention that people have been looking at. The Mustang doesn't look at all like what it did in 1964, but it's pretty.
Mucky.
Yeah, yeah. When you come by the way, pick up a free copy of the Weekend Gardener magazine, which is just new. And we've got some other goodies to give away. All right, you have used the Google.
I have.
So
and it said,
what have you found out?
You can cut back iris foliage in midsummer when the plants start to look ratty. I love that. Or after they've bloomed. So
let's see,
you can cut down by half to create fans or of leaves. Always cutting at an angle.
Yeah.
Okay, you can also cut the leaves off about 3 to 4 inches from the ground in the fall.
Okay.
So it seems like there's...
Yeah, you got it, Tom. You can do it.
I was going to ask Steve, the expert on lilies, but you know those ginger lilies you gave me?
Yes.
Those things get so doggone tall, they fall over.
Yeah, they do.
Now, nothing is staking on those. That's not a good tobacco stalk.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know that with some plants, that like sunflowers and plants like that, if you cut them in half growing.
No, it won't work.
It won't.
And I've got something called swamp daisy fill.
Mm-hmm.
And I have learned, like Tom said, when they grow up to be about 3 feet tall, cut them in half so you don't have something 10 feet tall that falls over the rest of your flowers.
Right.
But a swamp daisy, ever heard of such a thing? I don't know.
Right. Yes. And then they branch.
Yes.
Instead of going straight up with one stalk.
Well, I'll tell you what, those ginger lilies have the sweetest smell to them.
Wonderful.
We'll cut a bloom or two off of a plant and just bring it in the house and just...
Is yours the one that looks sort of like an orchid, too?
Yes.
A white orchid?
Yeah.
And those are the most...
And they are pretty prolific, too. They multiply.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a wonderful plant. And I have some that are salmon-colored, but I love the white one that has the most gorgeous...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a vanilla flavor smell.
Speaking of things that smell really good, we got our roses in yesterday.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. And I think that we've probably done the best job of picking out roses that have a really good fragrance this year. You can smell those like 25 feet from
And they're just starting to bloom in my yard.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They are just gorgeous.
So what is the variety, Phil? I still have... predominantly knockouts, and I've learned how you make to cut the devil out of them, and they will do so much better.
Keep them from getting the disease.
Yeah, they will just, I cut mine down almost to a foot off the ground this year, and they're the most beautiful. What are your new scented ones? What kind are they? Tea roses?
Well, I've got some hybrid teas, and I've got some grandiflora. So, of course, grandiflora for me is easier to take care of. Okay, you don't really have to do that much to them. But
sort of like that Tijuana.
And I've got some beautiful climbers. Yes.
The Tijuana something.
I can't remember the name of
it. Mike and I have.
Mike can probably remember
it. And Tom, I'll show it to you when you're at the house sometime. It's called Tijuana Sunrise.
Mm. And we moved one, actually.
Yeah, it's
from the corner.
About 8 to 9 feet tall.
Wow.
And it's just fabulous.
Well, I'm enough of a traditionalist. I just love the old Mr. Lincoln.
We got some of those. They smell good.
And there's a pink one that I've got that's called All My Loving.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean to tell you, it is just gorgeous.
Yeah. You know, they've made two new roses this year. It's Miracle on the Hudson Red and Miracle on the Hudson Pink.
Wow. Oh, what a nice way to name something.
Yep. So,
860-9783 is the number to call if you want to be a part of the show. We're going to take a quick break before news, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't sell tomatoes to people like you. Oh, me. Welcome back to Weekend Gardener. Tom Campbell here, Phil Campbell. Not related.
No.
Although I wish we were.
I know.
And Rufus Edmiston.
Somewhere down the line.
We got news coming up in just a minute or two, but Major Dave's on the phone. He wants to he's got a comment about cars. Go ahead. Welcome, Major Dave.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful, and I hope you are.
How things in the Old Dominion?
Well, they're going well. The weather's high today is 60, and the high tomorrow is 84.
Wow.
We're getting ready to bust out into the warmer weather this week.
We're getting ready to go to news, but Jason said you had a comment to make on cars while we were at the International Auto Expo.
No, it's a tomato question.
Oh, tomatoes.
I'm glad to hold over to the news.
All right. Tomatoes, cars, they're all similar somehow, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we are again. Let me just remind you, at the International Auto Expo at the Jim Graham Building on the State Fairgrounds. And admission is free, so be sure to come by any kind of car you want. There's this Bronco over here across from us, and it has those halogen lights that keep coming on and going off, and they're bad enough when you face them on the highway at night, but they keep coming on and going.
I finally asked them to please cut them off.
They did. They just came back on.
Well, I think that's when you open the door.
Is that it?
I think I figured that out.
I don't know. But any kind of car you want, there's some test drives that you can do here. We're going to be talking to a couple of the Wake County automobile dealers. They are the sponsors of this show, and this is a big deal. I just got to tell you, this is the best way I know to determine which brand, which model, what you want, so far as a car is concerned, because you get to sit in them and look them over and compare them. It's just a really great place. We've got some Weekend Gardener magazines. We've got some gimmies from Stevenson's air conditioning. Handbags and all kinds of favors to give out, and we'd love to have love to have you come by our WPTF booth here. Big day. It's going to be pretty outside today. Come on by.
Well, Tom, as I drove up, there were some older cars with big muffler sounds.
Yeah.
57s. I wonder if there's something separate going on
that? There's another building over here that they've got cars in, and I don't know exactly what that is. And Stephanie told us. And
there's some international cars, I think, over there.
Yeah. Yeah, but these were 57 Fords and Chevrolets and things like that.
Oh, man, those antique cars.
So I wonder if that's going on. One time we were out here, I believe last year, they had a bunch of antique cars over in the Dorton Arena.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, come on by and see them, and we'll talk more about that and other things on the Weekend Gardener.
With Major Dave and Gene, right?
Yeah, Major Dave and Gene are going to be with us, and we're also going to have Monica from the Farmer's Market all in the next hour, so stay tuned here on the Weekend Gardener.